first question, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
I think it has strengthened my faith, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't know what all this means, and I don't, you know, I don't necessarily mean it is like God sent or anything like that, but it definitely, I feel like it's God allowed. Right. So he's allowed this thing to happen for some reason. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's to get our attention, whether it's to, I don't know, but I feel like there's almost like a forced stillness.
Right.
And I think in this forced stillness, it'd be wise to take advantage of that time and really kind of strengthen things. I mean, I feel like, I have studied more. I have been a little bit more attentive, and it's kind of shame on me that it took something like this to make that happen.
Right.
but, you know, in any case, it took heed, and I feel like my personal walk has gotten strengthened from this, especially working at the hospital and being a nurse and all that. It's just, I've been doing a lot more praying.
Right.
Every time I walk to the hospital, every time I take care of COVID patients. And so it has definitely increased that faith that I have.
Perfect. All right. Second question. Is your religious community still gathering currently?
No, they are not.
So are they doing services like online? Because I know some of the churches here, they're going virtual with doing services just remotely to where people can tune in and watch it online via video.
They are doing some of that. I don't know. I kind of feel, I don't know how I feel about that. So I feel like we could have gotten more creative. Mm-hmm. So my church did shut down completely, and they got together, like the pastor and like a choir kind of got together and tried to like pre-record several services, and then they'll just use them as needed. Mm-hmm. It's funny enough that the church also allows another church in the community to come use their parking lot on Sunday. So I actually went to the drive-through Sunday church.
Oh.
And they basically had like a 3-4 member praise team that were all 6 feet apart, cordless mm-hmm. mics. Mm-hmm. Everybody pulled up in the parking lot, either sat in their car or had a picnic chair at the front of their car. And everybody was distanced appropriately. We were all gathered there together. Mm-hmm. And we had a normal church service outside. And I feel like that was creative.
Right.
And I really enjoy that. So I've been doing that at this other church.
Okay.
But my personal church, I feel like we shut down really easily without even trying to like maybe possibly be a little more creative.
Yeah, and I haven't heard of like the drive through services. So that's definitely a creative way to allow people just to still gather and still mm-hmm. have that worship without, still keeping in mind that, okay, you still need to be aware and cautious and still keep, the distance of the 6 feet, but it still, allows people still also to get out the house as well mm-hmm. and have some type of normalcy, to, what they enjoy doing when it comes to worship.
I agree. I just thought it was brilliant.
That's definitely, a good alternative to, doing it online. That is very creative. I haven't heard of that one at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And other than the normal worship service, to where you explained that, okay, you went to another church service and it was, via the drive, like a drive through church service. What other mm-hmm. Things would you normally participate in that you're no longer doing because it's affected by the COVID-19? So any other things in your religious community that you would normally partake of other than the regular services that has been stopped or canceled due to that?
I don't normally I participate in just like different ministries that are active when we're present.
Right.
Outside of that, you know, it's pretty slim to none. I mean, I do, like, you know, I'm active in the choir, and I'm active in some of the health ministries.
Right.
But we haven't really been able to do that. Even when they got together to record the several services, they kind of asked me not to come. I think they're a little terrified that I work in the hospital and they asked me to stay home. So I was really, you know, I was kind of offended, and right. I was, you know, it just kind of, you know, I'm just not, I don't know. So it's definitely affected my whole outlook, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
My participation, even online, and even just, yeah, but I mean, I did go and help some other things, but I don't really participate in things that when we're not really meeting in present, like, mm-hmm. at the church. I don't. Yeah, I haven't even watched any of the online services.
Okay. All right. And then the last question is your religious community supplying or engaged in any kind of community service in attempt to alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? And if so, what are those efforts?
Yes, they have, which I think actually was a good thing. And I did participate in something. I did go and help out with that last week. So they basically had a big kind of a cookout,
mm-hmm.
for people in the community. My church isn't located in a really bad community and kind of a really low income community. So they had a kind of a big cookout where we handed out hot lunches.
Mm-hmm.
So we brought, and they actually contracted the caterers that are in the church. So it actually gave, you know, some of the church members continued business
yeah.
of their small businesses. Yeah. And contracted them, and they brought out their huge grills, and they, you know, grilled chicken and sides. And we all stayed 6 feet apart, wore masks, and we had people drive through, and they actually had the Charleston police come to help direct the cars because they knew there would be a butt ton of people.
Yeah.
So it was, and so they had the police there helping to direct the cars, and like the whole community were able to come and come and get like hot cookout food, like really good food.
Right. And that's
that they may have not been able to have. Yeah. So it was awesome. So I did help out with that.
Good. Because that's, you know, it's like you say, is providing work, you know, mm-hmm. to the caterers that would otherwise have no work. But then it also provides food to those in the community who may not, you know, have, you know, a meal like that, a hot meal to go to because of, you know, the area that it is, like you say, low income. So that's definitely mm-hmm. great. And it also builds it to me, something like that seems like it will boost people's spirits.
It does.
Yeah. Just showing yeah. that, okay, we want to do and contribute to the community and do what we can, to assist during this time. So that definitely sounds like that's something that I'm pretty sure they were grateful, you know, for, to have a hot meal and to just know that people do care during this time for them.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
they
during
were.
The situation.
They were. It was a very, just, the atmosphere was just very upbeat. It was just very positive, and people were really appreciative, and even the police were really appreciative, and
yeah,
like, it was just a nice, and they're going to do it again next week. So.
Oh, good. I'm sure they'll be looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yes, they have done, and I feel like that's a good way to kind of just reach out.
Right. Yeah. Well, nice. Well, thank you so much, Angie, for participating in my little religion homework assignment. I definitely appreciate it, and thank you for everything that you're doing on the front line with helping, you know, the patients at the hospitals, you know, during this time. Is definitely appreciated.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Oh, this is nice. Thank you for considering me.
You're welcome.